Take your Bibles, if you will, book of Luke, chapter 24. We want to remember just briefly those who have served for our country. I know that Memorial Day was originally for those who had died in the defense of their country, and we do appreciate that. But we also appreciate those who have served our country. And if you have served our country, would you stand for us right now? Have you been in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard? Anyone else? Very good. Well, we're glad for these men and women who have done this for us. Let's give them a hand. Yes. Thank you so very much. I'd like to say we could give you a check for $1,000. We could give you a check for $1,000. We would ask you not to cash it. But we want to remember just briefly those who have given, especially the ultimate sacrifice of dying for our country. If you would take your Bibles, Luke chapter 24, let's stand together. If you're able, we'll read verses 1 through 8. A familiar portion of Scripture. We've just come through it when we think of the resurrection Sunday of just a few weeks ago. But we want to think about verse 8. But verse 1, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? May I say this, our faith in the Lord should be alive. For we serve a living Savior. But why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Dear Heavenly Father, may we never forget what was done for us upon the cross of Calvary. And Lord, may we never forget the willingness that the Lord came and died for us. Lord, may we be willing to serve you faithfully. We ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. And they remembered. Lest we forget what has been done for us. Let me start by saying memories are important to me. Our house is full of pictures that are on the wall of places that we have seen personally. Our house is full of items purchased as reminders of places we have been, not at tourist traps, but usually from art galleries or some place that has selling something that will remind us. My collection of t-shirts from Hawaii and Alaska and Oregon and Tennessee, etc., remind me of places that I have been and enjoyed. I like to think back to places that Donna and I had the privilege of visiting. As most of you know, next month she and I will have celebrated 44 years of marriage. And God has allowed us to be to a lot of beautiful places. I like to reminisce with others and even by myself. Do you ever reminisce about your past trip? rehearsing it in your mind, talking about what you did on day one. Anybody do that? Do you have any of you? I like to do that. And even if nobody's around, I just like to talk. And I think, wow, that was a pretty good trip. I like to reminisce. A number of years ago, I began collecting blown glass ornaments from vacation sites. And today we have what we call a Thanksgiving tree. And I try to put it up in October. And as I remove the ornament from its individual box, I read on the box where we got it and when we got it. And it reminds me of places that we have been. This church building is full of memories to me. Now, the church is the people. I understand that. But we are meeting in a church building. These walls, within these walls, there are a lot of things that I remember. Within these walls, I was taught the Word of God by people like Bob Badacher, Don Cochran, Richard Lee. My mother, who taught the youth department during the time that I was in high school. And of course, my dad, who preached here for many, many years. It was within these walls that I first saw my future wife during vacation Bible school downstairs in the fellowship hall. It was within these walls that I married that girl. And here she sits, still as lovely as ever. And I hope she would do it again. I'm not going to ask her right now in front of you. It was within these walls that my wife was baptized. I was baptized elsewhere. But not only was my wife baptized here, but both my sons were baptized here. It was within these walls that I had my last verbal interaction with my brother Bob. As the choir had gone down, and as I was going down that side aisle, I stopped and I talked to Bob briefly. And it was within these walls that we had the funeral for my brother Bob, and some 20 years later for my mother. Within these walls, I have met such people as our missionaries to Brazil, Neil and Phyllis Jackson. It was within these walls that I met our missionary to Honduras, Jim and Dot Foster. It was within these walls that I remember Donna Rice Daves, whose husband preaches out in Nebraska. It was within these walls that I met Bob and Marilyn Plenis, longtime pastor and pastor's wife out in the state of Iowa. I remember Don and Marion Cochran and Bud and Fern Smith and Bob and Shirley Badacher, Jim and Sharon Taylor, Barbara Lyons. I don't know how many times Barbara Lyons cracked me up when she'd start laughing. And she used to bring green cakes to things to eat. I remember Mr. and Mrs. Kelly. Mrs. Kelly lived across the street and she would call me on the phone and she'd say, "The hedge needs to be trimmed." Yes, Mrs. Kelly. I remember Mr. and Mrs. Dowdy. I think of Michael Ancliffe and how he wanted to sing in the choir, and so we would pull him up in his wheelchair and sit him over here on the side so he could sing in our choir. I think of Greg Lee, Bob Harriman, Jed Hathaway, Norm Maurer, and the list can go on and on. You may notice I didn't name any one person who is currently attending our church. You know, I might miss somebody, right? But I wonder, how will I remember you? I wonder how you're going to remember me. We had out on the sign a while back, it said, "Are people glad when you come or glad when you go?" I don't want people to be glad when I go. I want you to be glad that I'm here. It was within these walls my burden for worldwide missions has grown. May I say this, it's within these walls that the Word of God has been proclaimed. And not just once a while, but every week. And remember what has been done by those who have gone before us. Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Philippians chapter 4. And if you want to come to me afterwards and say, Pastor, isn't there someone else you could have put on that list? I mean, how about? That's all right. You can come up and say, well, how about? Then I'll say, oh, yes. I forgot. But if you would, Philippians chapter 4, we're going to read verses 1 through 4. Philippians 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eutychus and beseech Syntyche that they should be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are written in the book of life. Is your name written in the book of life? In the book of Revelation, it talks about those whose names are written in the books, plural, and those whose names are written in the book. I hope your name is written in the book, because we don't want our names in the books. And it says in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord occasionally. Doesn't say that, does it? What's it say? Always. And again, I say, rejoice. 4 points. Number one, to the brethren. Paul says, therefore, my brethren, to fellow believers in the words of Christ, we have something that holds us together, and it's the word of God. I'm glad that we can gather together and we can sing the songs of praise, and I'm glad that we can give an offering, but I am truly glad that we can sit here and stand here and talk about the Word of God and how precious it is. Last Sunday night, as we were helping Bob and Deb celebrate 40 years of wedded bliss, and we were going through the food line. That was good eating, wasn't it? But you know, as good as that was, the preaching of the word is of more importance. Brethren, a band of brothers, and we could say sisters, were together. It's important that we stand together. It's easier to stand together. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could stand together. For Daniel, it was harder. So we need to stand together. Ones that fellowship together. I'm glad that we can fellowship. Being that I was brought up in church. You know, I never asked my dad on a Sunday night, are we going to church tonight? Well, when your dad's the Baptist preacher, you know you're going to church tonight, right? So I grew up attending church. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. For years, visitation was out of our house. And so we knew that people came on Monday nights, because that's when visitation was, and they came on Monday nights to our house, and when they left, my brother Bob and I could turn on the television, and when the first ones came back to the house, the television had to be turned off. And Deanna, your grandma was always the first one back. I used to have a grudge against Mrs. Hudgens, but I have forgiven her. Memories of fellowship together. Softball games. Playing basketball on Thursday nights. I remember going away on the canoe trips, taking young people to camp. Memories, fellowship. If you look up fellowship on the thesaurus, you'll come up with thoughts of brotherhood, companionship, partnership, jolly companionship, and good company. I believe it's good company when we get together. When we look into the Word of God and we study what Paul had to say to the church at Philippi, but he's also saying that to us, that we are to be together. We are to remember those men and women who have made sacrifices so that we could be here. Men that helped put the decking on this building. Men and women who have painted the walls and put the finish on the ceiling years ago. Those who helped pay for the building. The buildings today are debt-free, but someone paid the bills. We're thankful for those who have gone before. And we should never forget those who have done this. So to the brethren, number two, dearly beloved and longed for, fond memories. Number of years ago, Don and I traveled to Georgia to visit some members of our church, and we saw the Gibsons there and went to church with them there and remembered when they used to come to our church. A number of years ago, we went to Indiana and saw Jim and Sharon Taylor and enjoyed company with them in Indiana. And, you know, through the years, we have visited others that have gone away. Fond memories. But dearly beloved, do you think we should love one another in the Lord? Is that easy? Now, let's be honest about it. No, let's not be honest about it. Is it sometimes hard to love Pastor Paul? Don't say a word, please. Just look at me and nod your head and say, sometimes it's hard to love you, Pastor Paul. Yes, it is. I understand that. For some of you, you are still eating marshmallows, and I have absolutely no idea why. And coconut. Thank you. I bought my wife some cereal the other day. It was Special K, and it had coconut in it. The box is empty. Did you give it to the dogs? You liked it. It's hard to live with someone who is ungodly. But let's be honest about it. It's not always easy to love Pastor Paul. I understand that. You know, it's just the way it is. But we're still to love, have brotherly love one for another. We are supposed to care for one another. You know the best way to love somebody? Do you want to know the best way to love somebody? Pray for them. Pray for them. You don't like me? Pray for me. After a while, you'll either stop praying, and that's wrong, isn't it? Or you'll begin to like me. Are you all going to start praying for me today? Yes. Pray. Pray for that person you're struggling with. It's amazing what the Lord can do. Dearly beloved and longed for, a desire to see again. Our grandson Luke will be going into the Marines come August. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not too wild about it. But I understand that he has made this choice. And he'll head off to boot camp, and that'll be, of course, here in the States, but we don't know where he'll go after that. And we will long to see him again. Our youngest son, Brian, just turned 40. I have no idea how Donna could be 45 and her son is 40. But we took him out to eat yesterday over in Brighton, and then we brought two of his kids home. You may see them around here. Samantha was up here in front, and she was sitting by her great-grandpa over here for a little bit. And then back in the nursery is Evelyn. I call her EJ. So you can call her either one. But the two boys were going to the other grandparents. And, you know, it's always good to see the grandkids, right? Wow. That didn't go over very well. Grandparents, I'm going to ask that question again. It's always good to see the grandkids, right? Good. Wow, I was worried there. But I appreciate the fact that the grandkids want to come to my house. We long for them to come. Dearly beloved and longed for, fond memories, a desire to see again. Number three, my joy and crown. Possessions are nice. I mean, let's be honest about it. We live in a society that when you're done with your items, you put a garage sale sign out so somebody else can have your items, right? Yes. Or estate sales. Absolutely. But items and possessions are nice, but friendship is worth far more. Friendship is worth more than possessions. And Paul writes that these were his joy and crown. Because of the ministry, these people had come to know the Lord as their Savior. And what greater possession is there than, this unspeakable gift of salvation that we have through Jesus Christ? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, but we find the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We find that there is a gift, and that gift is priceless. And we are then friends, for the Lord calls us friends. We are friends. And Paul talks about these believers as his joy and crown. Friendship. Now, there are different stages of friendship. I have a best friend right down here. I have good friends, many of you. There are friends, there are acquaintances. We are glad that we can come together and we enjoy one another's company. I say this, your friends will see you through the hard times better than money will see you through the hard times. And Paul talks about them being my joy and crown. But notice what he also says. So stand fast in the Lord. He calls them my joy and crown, and then he goes, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Who was the stand fast? The dearly beloved. Paul wanted these fellow saints to be faithful to the Lord. A number of years ago, a family began attending our church. They and the children, they came. They and the children were involved. They and the children would come to the different services and different activities, and we'd have work days, and they would come out on work days. They enjoyed the food time when we had food. And it was such a blessing that they came as a family, and I was always glad that they showed up. And then they began missing certain services. And they began missing certain activities, and they began missing church to the point that we had to go by and, well, encourage them once again to come. And I know there were times that we would knock on the door and ring the doorbell, and I knew that they were in the house. I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I have been visiting houses for 40 years, don't you think I know if you're home? If you're home and you don't want me to move, don't you make a sound in the house. Okay? And keep your dog quiet, because do you know that dogs bark differently when people are home and when they're not home? They do. There's a different bark when you're home and when they're not, when you're not home. And then we would talk to them and we would try to encourage them. And today they're not in church anymore. Do you think that hurts me? It does. Don't you think, as a pastor, I think to myself, well, what could I have done? I do think that. What could I have said? But then I think to myself, what does the Lord think? What does he think? Does he think how sad? It's true, it is sad, isn't it? When God's people tell God, I don't have enough time for you, Lord. I've got other things going on. I'm too busy. I'm glad the Lord's not too busy for us. Notice what it says. So stand fast in the Lord. A number of years ago, I was down in Amish country, and I saw a mantle. And I thought that looked good downstairs in our basement there, you know, where we have the sitting area. I bought it. I mean, it was reduced and had been reduced again. And I thought, well, I wonder why nobody's picked this up. And so I took it home. And I put it on my wall. And it fell. That's a terrible thing, isn't it? You know what the first thing it is when you put something on the wall and it falls? You know what the first thing you do is? You look to make sure your wife isn't watching. The first thing. That's the first thing I did down is to make sure you weren't watching. And you weren't. I don't even know if you knew that it fell. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You know, you put it on the wall and you want it to be there, right? Well, you think the Lord wants us to make a stand for him? Yes, he does. He wants us to stand, having done all to stand, and we're to do what is necessary. Let's begin reading again at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with what? Thanksgiving. We are to thank the Lord for what he's done for us. Now, you have to admit, living in the United States of America is a blessing. Hello? Well, it is a blessing to live here. I am glad that I live in America. And God has blessed America. Not only has he blessed us with great possessions, but he has blessed us with gospel preaching churches. And that's the greatest blessing he has given America, is gospel preaching churches. When was the last time you thanked God for your church? When was the last time you thanked God for his salvation? When was the last time you thanked God for the word of God? We are to remember what he has done for us. On this Memorial Day weekend, yes, we remember the fallen soldiers that have died for us and those who have gone for us. But we need to remember what has been done for us in the spiritual warfare of Jesus Christ coming and dying for our sins. And we need to remember those men and women who have been martyred for the faith, and those, though not martyred, have sacrificed their whole lives for the cause of Christ. And we need to remember those who have gone before. And with thanksgiving, shall we stand together? Number 17 is our song of invitation, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. I hope you mean that you want the Lord to have his way in your life. Dear Heavenly Father, as we have this time of invitation time, Lord, thank you for all that you have done for us. Lord, give us strength to continue to serve you faithfully. And Lord, when you call us home, may we be faithfully serving you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.